think old Alan Jackson said it best. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And with the refrigerator stocked full of them, tell me what's it boy to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, the other half does too.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 1073 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariffs will take effect Tuesday on imports from Canada and Mexico, and tariffs on Chinese goods will double to 20%. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says those tariffs are one element that could impact the economy.
We're starting to see some cracks here. Consumer confidence suffered its biggest drop in nearly 4 years in February. A lot of people now saying they're frustrated with inflation, the threat of these tariffs.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the decision to stop humanitarian aid shipments into Gaza was made in coordination with the White House. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK, France, and Ukraine will work together on a ceasefire proposal to present to the U.S. that follows Friday's Oval Office argument between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. We got moon dust on our boots, said the chief executive of Firefly Aerospace. His company became the first private company to land a spacecraft on the moon without it crashing or falling over. This is ABC News. Conan O'Brien will host tonight's 97th Academy Awards. Gene Hackman will be honored as the probe into when and how the legendary actor and his wife died in their New Mexico home continues. ABC's Melissa Adan has the latest from Santa Fe.
Police sharing potential clues into when the couple may have died. Hackman's pacemaker last registering an event February 17th.
I think that is a very good assumption that was his last day of life.
While authorities await the toxicology and autopsy reports, investigators have also found two cell phones, even some blood pressure and thyroid medication, as well as a medical record inside the home as they hunt for more clues.
Grammy-nominated R&B singer Angie Stone died early Saturday in a vehicle accident. She was 63. Her longtime manager said she was returning to Atlanta from Alabama when the van she was riding in was turned over and hit by a truck. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and at times a few high clouds, otherwise light south winds. Highs reaching the lower 40s this afternoon. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows of the upper 20s. Monday, mostly sunny, lower 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 13.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. That you ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast. Don't ever rain, and that I'm probably doing fine. Just don't tell them I've gone crazy, that I'm still strung out over you. Tell them anything you want to, just don't tell them all the truth. Yeah, don't. Tell them all I'm out in Vegas, blowing every dollar I've made. Tell them that I must be into something bad for me, 'cause I sure lost a lot of weight. Tell them I'm out some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy.
It's the truth. That's Jason Aldean. Great to have you along. It's Andrew Jay with Travis Tritt spelling it out for you. A little T-R-O-U-P-L-E.
Watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-P-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing there. Mama had a time to raise nine kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But Mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U. That your mama must have been another good looking honey too. Walking, honking, talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a Y-O-U. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too. Hey, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia's for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. Said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance, call your mom. Sing a song, make a friend, can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway. Get along on down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song, make a friend. Can't we all get along?
die, the keys to heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along, along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Love in Oklahoma, so says Luke Combs. Ah, I bet you there is some if you look really close. Stick around. We're going to pull up something from Trisha Yearwood coming up in a bit. Toby Keith, too.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? That I'm on my way. You still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now?
think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Show them on Dobie Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. On Dobie Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 something
to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing round it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yeah, she gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave. Wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome to those that are listening via WRDN. We are here at First Baptist of Durand, and we'd encourage you to take your Bible and turn to Titus chapter 3 as we look at verses 12 through 15 this morning. Titus chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. I'll begin reading with verse 1. When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Father, it is by your grace that we are here this morning, and we'd like to learn more about you, and we'd like to say, change us, continue to change us, that we might be like your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the marvelous book that you've given to me, to each of us. And Lord, may it be our only rule for faith and practice, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the title of our study is Final Remarks. And as we look at our introduction here in your bulletin, final remarks usually wrap up a correspondence between two people. And our passage does the same as Paul concludes his letter to Titus. And though these words are brief, we should not think of them as trite or unnecessary. I have a quote here by William MacDonald, who said this: in countries where Christians are despised, few in number, and persecuted, these words are golden. They convey vast quantities of love, friendship, and encouragement. And so we see that in verse 12, verse 13, verse 14, and verse 15 here. Now, final remarks. How are we going to break this down? There are three requests. There are three requests that Paul makes to Titus as we work our way through these verses. Number one, his request for Titus. In verse 12, he says, "When I shall send Artemas unto thee," or Tychicus, "be diligent, Titus, to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter." Now, there is a sense of urgency, is there not, as we read these words? "Be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, when I have determined there to winter." So, first of all, we want to focus on this individual by the name of Artemas. Tradition says he was the pastor at Lystra. Very well, the pastor there where Timothy called his home. Lystra and Derbe were very close together, just a few miles apart right there. And then there's another individual who's mentioned here, Tychicus. He is another one of Paul's fellow workers in the ministry. He traveled with Paul on his third missionary journey, and Tychicus, along with Onesimus, delivered the letter Paul wrote to the Colossians church when he was in prison in Rome. "So when I shall send Artemas unto thee," or Tychicus, "be diligent to come unto me." Now, our understanding is that this letter was written around 62 to 64 A.D., and Paul had been imprisoned once by Rome. If you'll recall, what ignited his arrest was the false accusations of the Jews in the temple area, and that resulted in him being whisked off to Rome to stand before Caesar. That was his first imprisonment. And now he has been released, and this sense of urgency that bleeds through verse 12 here indicates that perhaps he has an idea he is going to be arrested again. And we do know that he faced a second imprisonment and was sentenced to die in 68 A.D. But he says, "Titus, I want you to send Artemas, a seasoned believer, unto thee, or Tychicus, another seasoned believer." Why? To replace Titus, who had been overseeing the churches there on the island of Crete. Paul wanted Titus to be with him. And these two individuals, Artemas or Tychicus, would take Titus' place right there. He had confidence in their leadership. He had confidence in their godliness. And they were qualified as seasoned believers to lead the churches that were there on that Mediterranean island. Now, he says, "Be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis." And the word literally means city of victory. And it was located in northwest Greece. It was about 200 miles east of Italy. And it was a place where Caesar Augustus defeated Mark Antony and Cleopatra in the Battle of Actium in 318 BC, for those that like a little bit of history background right there. And the stunning victory that Caesar Augustus achieved over Mark Antony and Cleopatra led to Caesar Augustus erecting a city there. And it's very interesting that Herod the Great, the one that had all of the babies around Jerusalem, Bethlehem, massacred when Christ was born, he had sent money to curry the favor of Caesar Augustus to invest in buildings and to say, "Hey, we're glad that you've got this place here in Nicopolis." Now, he says here, "Be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter." And the word for determined here means it's a settled decision that he had come to. If you remember, the church at Corinth had experienced a change in Paul's travel plans. And they accused him in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, of being fickle, of saying one thing and doing something else. And he says, no, not at all. And when he says something, he means it, unless God super intervenes. And so he says here, "I have determined there to winter. Now, there's an interesting man, a scholar by the name of Rasky, who wrote a book entitled Travel in Shipwreck. And it dealt with maritime travel in the Mediterranean during the first century here. And he states in his book, from the end of May to the month of September, most people felt that it was safe to travel on the Mediterranean from the end of May to the end of September during the summer months. But the period from November to the beginning of March was extremely dangerous because of the violent storms that could be kicked up and because of the overcast weather that would accompany those storms. And you know, they depended on the sun, and they also depended on the stars for their navigation. So to get out there in the deep blue and not be able to find where you were at or where you were going and lose your bearings was something that no one wanted to go through. So that's why he was going to stay put. And many did the same likewise during that first century. For I have determined there to winter. So he has a request here for Titus. He says, hasten, be diligent, hurry if you would. Perhaps Paul could sense that his second arrest was imminent right here. So he has a request for this fellow worker. Second of all, he has a request for two other fellow workers here in verse 13, for two other fellow workers. He says, bring Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting. Now, who are these individuals? Zenas, the lawyer. He was a teacher of the law. His name is a contraction. His full name was Zenodorus, but they would call him Zenas for short. He was a Jewish scribe. And scribes were the people that were the custodians of the law. They hand-copied the Torah. They hand-copied the books of the Old Testament. So they were not only familiar with the Word of God, but they became experts in the Word of God. And he is called here a lawyer. You could translate that word lawyer, scribe. After he was converted, he just... nickname or scribe or what he did just stuck with him right here. And during the exile, when the Jews were in Babylon, this class of believers began to surface. People who could copy the Old Testament so that the different synagogues throughout the Fertile Crescent could have a copy of God's Word. Jerusalem obviously was no longer an option for these people that were outside of their country now. Now, Paul may have wanted Zenas to come with Titus because he was an expert on the Mosaic law, but he would also be able to settle some squabbles between those people that were haggling over the fine points of the law. Remember, in verse 9, Paul told Titus, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about what? About the law. So, you know, hey, Zenas is going to be on site. You have some questions, he'll be able to help you through that. Okay, Zenas, the lawyer. Now, it appears one other individual... A man by the name of Hippolytus lived in the second century. Hippolytus. He was very active in the church at Rome. And Hippolytus was one of four great Bible scholars in his day. Tertullian was one. Clement of Alexandria, Egypt, was another. And Origen was another. Hippolytus was in that level of understanding of Scripture and esteem amongst other believers. In fact, Hippolytus mentions Zenos in one of his writings. And now Hippolytus lived around 222-230 AD, but as he talks about Zenos, he says Zenos was one of the 70 that was sent out by the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 10. Do you remember how Jesus sent, he not only sent out the 12 on different ministry journeys, but he picked 70. And according to this church father Hippolytus, Zenos was one of them. And according to the sources that we have, Hippolytus was arrested by Rome. He was sent to one of Rome's mines, and there he died a martyr's death. So a little background there. Bring Zenos the lawyer, okay? And then another individual who is mentioned here is Apollos, and we know a little bit more about him. And it appears that Zenos and Apollos had been traveling together, and it appears that Zenos and Apollos were the ones that had brought the letter from Paul to Titus here. Apollos was a preacher, you'll remember. He was a Jew from Alexandria, Egypt. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 18, he was mighty in the scriptures. He knew the word of God, and he was very eloquent, we're told. He appears in Ephesus, where he's taken aside by a godly couple by the name of Aquila and Priscilla. Apollos only knew the baptism of John. He knew that the Messiah was coming, okay? But as far as anything further than that, there was a void there. And Aquila and Priscilla graciously took him aside and began to disciple him. And he became a rocket, if you would, for the churches there in the first century. A dynamic preacher. And Martin Luther even suggested that Apollos may have been the writer of the book of Hebrews because of his extensive knowledge of the Old Testament. So the second request that Paul has is for his two fellow workers, their identity, Zenos and Apollos. And he says here, bring Zenos the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. Now the term bring them on their journey is a way of saying these guys, as they travel to Crete now, they are going to need lodging. They're going to need some meals. They perhaps will need an escort as they visit some of the churches in Crete. They may need some clothing. And they will probably need some money. Now, this implies that Titus had some of those funds and some of those resources, and it implies also that the churches had resources to help these itinerant ministers of God, bring them on their journey. We have a similar instruction, do we not, when we have traveling ministers that come through, missionaries, and we can't put them up in our home. We put them up in a local hotel here, and we want to take care of God's people, because as we do that, we are actually ministering unto Christ himself. And then the third request is his request for the believers on the island. He says in verse 14, and let ours also, ours, the believers on Crete, let ours, those who have come to Christ on Crete, let ours also learn to maintain good works. So a good work is helping a fellow preachers on their way so they can get the word out, all right? And that, sometimes, I know three times we have said that Paul has mentioned good works here in his epistle, and how important it is. Remember, one of the poets from the island of Crete, a man by the name of Epimenides, who lived a couple hundred years before this but had quite a following, he said this about Cretans. He says that they were slow bellies. That meant that they were lazy gluttons. And so what a testimony when a person gets saved and he comes from a background where the family drinks, or the family does drugs, or the family are loafers, or you know this, that, and everything else. Christ gets a hold of that individual, and there is a giant change, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And so now he says, let ours also, those that are on Crete, this is a good work. We can do good works outside of the house of God, but we don't want to forget to do good works inside the house of God. And there are people certainly that have need within our ranks. Let ours also learn to maintain good works. L-E-A-R-N. This is not something that just happens automatically. We need to be told. We need to be taught. And we need to make it a point to show good works and demonstrate good works. Maintain and sustain good works. Not just once a year, not just at a certain time of the year, but good works ought to characterize who we are. Again, I want to come back to this. So important. The basis of our salvation is not good works, but the evidence of our salvation is good works. Amen?
Amen.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that out of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And that would turn many people upside down if they understood that verse instead of thinking, I've got to be good to get to heaven. No, you're good. your goodness comes from Jesus Christ after you're saved. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, not for frivolous uses, but to really help people who have needs for necessary services, for serviceable needs, that they be not unfruitful. And if we lack good works, we are not going to be bearing fruit for Jesus Christ. Hey, that's just the way it is. And we are saved, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, unto or for good works. So his request for the believers on the island, number three. Number one underneath that, impress on them the spiritual value of good works. Oh, I'm just caught up in prayer. I'm just caught up in reading my Bible and listening to music. There's a spiritual value, however, in doing what is mundane, what is common, and helping other people out. We need to be on the lookout for those opportunities. Good works are very important, and that is stressed, especially here in this epistle. Now, it says here, pass on our, number two here, pass on our greetings and pass on our blessings in verse 15. Pass on our greetings and pass on our blessings. It says in verse 15, and all that are with me. Now, Paul is writing from Nicopolis. He's with other believers there. He says, all that are with me salute thee, or they greet thee. And they're very interested in what's going on in your life and in your ministry. All that are with me salute thee, greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Isn't it amazing how you meet a fellow believer and he knows the Lord, she knows the Lord, and though you don't know much about one another, you've got so much in common because of Jesus Christ. Amen. And this book that we mutually love one with another. So, all that are with me salute thee. Now, this is just not some kind of rote conclusion here, but they really mean that. And greet them that love us in the faith, that care for us because we know Jesus Christ. And then he finishes with this, grace be with you all. Amen. May God's favor, this is a prayer. You can call it a doxology, you could call it a benediction. Grace be with you all. Boy, that covers a lot of ground, does not it? So, three remarks, three requests that Paul makes for the conclusion here of his epistle. His request for Titus in verse 12, his request for two fellow workers, verse 13, Zenas and Apollos, taking care of their needs, and then his request for the believers on the island, verse 14 and verse 15. And then in our conclusion right here, we have the brief book of Titus is proof again that God uses little things in a big way. The short letter tells us something about our first century brothers and sisters in Christ. And then number three, yet best of all, God's guiding voice still sounds out from this little book some 2,000 years later. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we love you, we need you, and we thank you for all the information that we have learned about you and about your work and about one another. And we pray that we would hide these things in our heart. They would be our meditation, and it would be our SOP, or standard operating procedure, for the way we conduct ourselves. And Father, I pray if someone is listening this morning has not yet accepted Christ as Savior, help them to understand that this is not a religion, but it is a relationship. And it begins by turning to God, to Christ, as we turn away from our sin. And Jesus said, all that come unto me I will in no wise cast out. And we thank you for Jesus' open arms. In Christ's name, amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555. 715-894-7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. They meet at the Riverview Community Center at 606 West Madison Street in Durand.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Through the back window of our 59 wagon, I watched my best friend Jamie slipping further away. I kept on waving till I couldn't see her. And through my tears I asked again why we couldn't stay. Mama whispered softly, time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing ever stays the same. And she said, how can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay. It's okay to cry. Come let me hold you, and I will try. How can I help you to say goodbye? I sit on our bed, he packed. Held a picture of our wedding day. His hands were trembling, we both were crying. He kissed me gently and then he quickly walked away. I called up Mom, she said, time will ease your pain. Life's about changing, nothing stays the same. And she said, how can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt and it's okay to cry. Come let me hold you and I will try. How can I help you say goodbye. Sitting with Mom alone in her bedroom, she opened and squeezed my hand. She said, I have to go now, my time here is over. And with her final words, she tried to help me understand. Mama whispered softly, time will ease your pain. Life's about change and nothing ever stays the same. And she said, how can I help you to say goodbye? It's okay to hurt and it's okay to cry. Come let me hold.
It's 9 o'clock at Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN, Durand Mondovi Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. Time now for the weekly service from the First Baptist Church of Algiers in Walker, Louisiana.